This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not to get all depressing on you here, but life being what it is, we're all getting older. More of us, in fact, are getting more old, if that makes any sense at all. AARP says the 80 to 90-year-old demographic is the fastest growing chunk of the population in this country. 100 and up is the second fastest. You play out that train of thought, and you start realizing what it means for the American labor force, and as Marketplace's Sabri Benishaw reports, for the idea of retirement in this country.
Vivian Lowe is 67 years old. She loves her grandkids.
So I'm here at the summer camp, picking up my grandchildren after their summer day camp now.
But she also loves her job at a hospital in Southern California.
I've always wanted to be a nurse. I love being able to be of service to patients.
So when it came time to retire, she kind of didn't want to, at least not all the way. So she didn't. She basically kept one foot in the door at the hospital.
It really depends on the tasks that need to get done. So I could have a week where I would be here as little as, 4 hours to 8 hours. And then I could have a week where I'd be here like 25 hours.
Lowe worked this out with her employer, and it's what's known as flexible retirement.
An individual who may be close to their normal retirement age chooses to stay with an organization in some capacity in a different work arrangement or schedule.
Lenny Santacola is with World at Work, an HR professional association.
It offers employers the opportunity to retain people that have a lot of historical knowledge.
Nurse Lowe sees this every day.
Sometimes I'll get a call with, we can't remember why we decided to do X, Y, or Z. And then I could say, well, we tried this, 10 years ago, and here's what went well and here's what didn't.
But this arrangement that Lowe has at her hospital, it's not super common. A June GAO study estimates 5% of employers offer it as a formal option to people close to retirement age. World at Work says up to a third of employers may at least occasionally offer it to some employees. Santacola says it's uncommon because it's not without its challenges for some companies.
Sometimes you have a stacking effect, which is where the older folks are not exiting the organization, and then the newer employees can't move into new positions.
But a lot of observers say flexible retirement is becoming more common in the United States because it has to.
We have a population that is aging rapidly, so we're going to have many more older people than we have in the past.
Lori Trewinski is with the AARP Public Policy Institute. Birth rates, meanwhile, are at a record low.
So as a result of this, employers are going to face shortages of knowledge and skills.
Knowledge and skills possessed by older Americans that Trewinski adds are sometimes overlooked. Meanwhile, some older Americans need to stay in the workforce longer.
People are living longer, and as a result, they have to finance a longer period of retirement years.
Finally, as the share of retired people in the U.S. economy rises, you have a larger chunk of people who aren't working, and that can be a damper on economic growth.
So it will be very important for employers in this country to find ways to help retain the older workforce.
America is getting older. So inevitably will its workforce. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishaw for Marketplace.